listener production.
KEM sees laneways to become more colourful, water safety a top priority this Easter, and the pit water to Coffs Yacht Race to grace our region once again. Today's weather: showers across the coast, heading for 28 in Coffs and 27 in Port. I'm Stephen Zoyce, and welcome to Mid-North Coast Local News. After a summer where 28 people drowned in New South Wales, we're being warned of the danger of distraction around water this Easter holidays. The Mid-North Coast wasn't spared the tragedy, with lives lost in Kempsey and Nambucca. A mixture of alcohol, mobile phones, and people simply relaxing could be a recipe for disaster, according to Auswim. Ambassador and Olympian Brooke Hansen says it's especially vital kids have undivided supervision.
Getting off your phone, watching your children, never swimming alone, and really making sure that you recognise and respond quickly in the event of potential risk.
A boost for Coffs Coast berry farmers, with researchers set to release pollinator flies in the varroa mite red zone to help fortify crops. It's an Australian first, aiming to address the dip in pollination services we've seen since the deadly parasite was found at Nana Glen, forcing bees to be eradicated within the exclusion zone. Data will be collected to help determine whether or not the flies that are not attracted to food or humans can be as effective as bees in pollinating crops. Kempsey Shire has officially launched its first ever Youth Laneway Festival. The event itself is a few weeks away yet, on April 22, but there's plenty happening in the lead-up, with local youth encouraged to tap into their creativity.
We have youth who are being mentored by artists actually coming in and adding their colour and their stories through mural. And that's the thing that's going to lead into the Laneway Festival. So that's part of showcasing our young people, their talents, and giving them a sense of place and pride in our CBD.
It's part of the Shared Spaces project, run in partnership with Community Housing, aiming to address graffiti issues by turning those energies into more positive outcomes. Concerns are mounting in a small mid-north coast community about a caravan park housing pickers from surrounding farms. The Arawarra Beach Holiday Park is now providing accommodation to 100 blueberry pickers, which locals are telling the telly has been converted into a shanty town. While the holiday park's manager is claiming their facilities operate within the law, Arawarra residents are worried about the increase in noise, rubbish, and a growing strain on the town's infrastructure, amidst reports of hundreds more pickers on the way. Sport now, and it'll be a pretty open field in the pit water to Coffs Yacht Race this year, with last year's top two missing from the fleet. 2022 Sydney to Hobart Line Honours winner Andrew Comanche will be there, gunning not only for the win, but for a race record. In order to smash the benchmark set by Blackjack last year, the 100-footer will have to sail over the finish line in Coffs Harbour before 6:31 on Saturday morning. Multi-hull Rex is also chasing a record. It's skipper Dale Mitchell saying it's been champagne sailing for them in the lead-up.
We've been down here in pit water now for 2.5 weeks. Sort of got a couple of little incidental jobs to tick off, like giving the bottom of the boat a scrub, that sort of thing. Other than that, we've got all the crew arriving tomorrow, and we're pretty keen to get into it.